I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kid.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Sean is watching this. Like, guys, we're fine.
They've done this before. They did this. I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go in the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Bowl podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we're here to break down number 24, Sabino, versus number 1, Valley Christian. We're super excited to get into this. And Big Reyes, I just thought about this. I'm tossing around if I want to go to these games or if I shouldn't go. If I have to go, I have to take all my kids. What do you think, dude? What should I do?
If you repeat from last time, you had a great time and your kids had a good time. At the end, it was a little squirrely, but they were able to pull through. I think you go, dude.
I don't know, bro. I can't decide.
Tuesday? How are you able to go on Tuesday? Oh, that's right. You work at Cambridge.
I could just take the day off of work, dude. Pull my kids from school, you know? Like, get them out of there.
Dude, hey, are you a small ball fanatic? What do we do for a living?
I'm a small ball fanatic.
What do we do for a living, dude? I'm sorry. What do we cover?
We're freaking podcasters, bro.
And what do we cover, though?
Small ball.
So why aren't you going to be there?
I know, bro.
For those of you guys listening, Jeff will be there in attendance for the 3A Elite 8.
Maybe I could just leave them in the car and, like, crack the windows, you know?
You could do that. Leave them some, like, goldfish or something. I don't know if they're in the goldfish, but...
We're super excited to break down this matchup of Sabino and Valley Christian. Sabino's been one of my favorite teams to cover, and, you know, we're here talking about them. Before we get into that, though, just a couple things. You know, want to encourage you guys, if you haven't already, head on over to Apple Podcasts, head on over to Spotify, hit follow, hit subscribe. You know, Reyes, you asked me the other day about, you know, like, if, like, our listenership has gone up or whatever, and I told you I haven't even looked at it in a while. I checked it out. It's growing, bro, even more. It's exciting, okay?
So we are at 7,500 listeners per episode.
Shut up, dude. Like, I didn't even talk to you about stats.
My bad, dude.
Data.
No, you're right, dude. Yeah, I was kidding.
But there are.
It's 20,000. I'm sorry. My bad.
There are thousands of you guys that are tuning in for every episode, and it's growing, which is super exciting.
Hey, isn't that weird? Hey, say that one more. Isn't that weird to say?
No, it's not. Come on, dude. I feel like there should be more. I mean, it's small ball, dude. It's the best thing in the world.
I know it's the best thing. Think about from where we started to where we are. You know what I mean? Isn't that just crazy, the growth? And like I said, that's all a testament to you guys. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for all your support. But, you know, if you haven't already, like, there's so many of you that aren't subscribed. You're not following the show. So go do that. And then while you're there, I mean, some of you guys know this, but we have been grinding trying to give you guys a bunch of episodes and content while our teams are still kind of in the heat of things. So, it would be super cool if you guys just left us a review. That would be an awesome thank you. And before we get into this matchup as well, I want to give a huge shout-out to our partners over at Cloud9 Sports. They're a sports apparel company that we have loved to partner with. We use them for all of our events. They're just freaking awesome. Great quality, awesome online store. They're literally run by small ball coaches. They're in the trenches with you. Why would you not want to partner with them? Because they're with you. They care about the small schools just as much as we do. Head on over to cloud9sports.com. Use the promo code all caps small ball army. You get 10% off your purchase. Or you can email our guy directly, cloud9roger@hotmail.com. And I promise you, if you tell them that the podcast sent you, they will take great care of you. Let's get this thing going. Number 24, Sabino, against number 1, Valley Christian. Reyes, this is the most Cinderella story that we have had since covering small ball. Because I know last year...
No, dude, this ain't the most Cinderella. This ain't the most... No, 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 no,
I need you to listen to this, okay?
The Magical Mustangs. You're getting Stephen A. I'm not liking it. Bro, are you serious right now?
No, just listen to me, dude. My... What if Reyes listened to me for 1 second? I meant to hit the bleep button. But, like, this is what I'm saying, though, bro. The Mustangs was a great run. But they didn't, like, barely squeak into the playoffs and start off 0-11 and freaking enter in as the number 24 seed.
Tell me I'm wrong, though.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You told me to tell you. I told you you're wrong. Are you telling me that? What, bro?
If Sabino makes it to the championship game, are you going to say that this is more of a Cinderella than Monument Valley?
Yes.
See? There you go. They're poised to do
But no, I'm telling you, it is. You can't call it the magical, you know, what are they? The Sabercats?
Right.
So
the Super Sabercats.
So stupid. No. Whoa, bleep button, bud. What are you doing? You're just clicking random things. Scary hours over here. But no, you're absolutely correct, dude. The Sabercats, dude, they've just been kind of, I don't want to say, for small ball fanatics, you know what's been kind of just lurking in the waters or lurking in the, I don't know where Sabercats are from, like the jungle. I don't know. But they have just been like lurking, stalking their prey and just capturing when needed. And they were at the bottom of the barrel just about. And here they are just, you know, just climbing the food chain pretty much. And no one's probably really paying attention. People are probably like, man, they're getting some pretty good wins, but there's no way they're going to hit the playoffs. As, you know, some small ball fanatics like ourselves, we were like, man, like they have a real good shot of making the playoffs. And when they hit it, we pretty much just knew, like, hey, it's going to be tough for just any team to match up against them. And here we are now talking about them in the Elite Eight.
Well, let's talk about their wins, right? I mean, they enter in and they get a huge win on the road at Coolidge, a very difficult place to play. I think Coolidge was the 9 seed or the 8 seed.
Correct.
Maybe it was the 9 seed. And then Sabino then goes on to face off against Chin Lee on the road. And they get a huge win at Chin Lee. It's a difficult place to play at. I mean, you always say this, but reservation teams never have an away game. They beat Chin Lee at a home game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now, I mean, would you want it any other way for the Cinderella story? You have the 1 seed against the 24 seed. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. Let's talk about this really quick. You know, we're looking at all the numbers here on the computers and all that. And this is an interesting matchup, but I think we would be remiss if we did not start off with this. He's back, big dog.
He's back.
He's back.
Insert scary music. Scary hours.
He is back. You know, Luke Shaw, I mentioned this in our episode that we released yesterday, but he did see action for the first time in a while against Florence. You know, had a slight 22 points, nothing crazy. You know, got going pretty good. I mean, Luke Shaw is looking, he's looking just fine. This changes some things here in this matchup, and I think it changes things a lot moving forward. Now, I've made this comment before, and I'm going to stick by this, but even without Luke Shaw, Valley Christian would be favored in every one of their matchups. I think you'd be crazy and idiotic and stupid if you didn't favor Valley Christian in any of their matchups, especially with Luke Shaw being back in the mix. I mean, he is a generational talent. Right, but both teams have got everybody. Sabino's got everybody going. Valley Christian's got everybody going. And here's the thing, Reyes. I'm going to tell you this. Because, you know, I've been talking to a lot of coaches that are in the 3A still that have made comments about Luke Shaw coming back. And almost every coach's response was the same. Good. We want to fight. We want to beat them with Luke Shaw. Is that your same mindset? Or are you just kind of like, gosh, dang it, I wish he was still out?
Yeah, you'd want Luke Shaw there because then it just validates. I mean, honestly, without Luke Shaw, a win over Valley's a valid win, but this is like certified, like put a stamp on it. If you're able to dethrone the 2-time defending champs and take it away from them as they're trying to 3-peat, if you steal that away from them, I'm sorry, man. That's just tough. there's no other word to put it. Just tough. Period.
Here's what's dangerous about Sabino versus Valley Christian. And not dangerous.
Sabercats are very dangerous.
They are dangerous. But here's what's really interesting is Valley Christian. I mean, both of these teams have a lot to lose. But you get the vibe that, you know, Sabino's got some young kids. You know, like they're going to lose some, but they've got some young kids. They're going to be back in the scenario again. Mm-hmm. Valley Christian trying to three-peat. I mean, who has more to lose here? right? I mean, you want to talk about pressure. It's fun. It's exciting, man. You've got to love it. And I'm looking at the numbers here. Valley Christian has just so much more offensive output than Sabino does. Sure. If you look at even just their quarter breakdown, right? Valley Christian averages 23 points in the first quarter to 13 on Sabino. Valley Christian averages 26 in the second quarter to Sabino's 17. That's just like a 10-point spread right there on both of those pretty much. Valley Christian averages 23 to Sabino's 13 in the third quarter. And then Sabino does average more in the fourth quarter against Valley Christian. But I just... looking at this, Valley Christian has so much more firepower than a Sabino does. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why you would favor them. Obviously, all the other factors as well. But what does that say to you? All those, like, different scoring averages and stuff.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry. I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. I typed in my AI thing, who would win between a Saber Cat and a Trojan soldier.
Well, I mean, what did you get?
We got time for this. Oh, this is perfect. Here we go. In a hypothetical scenario where a Sabercat, they're extinct, right, confronts a Trojan soldier, several factors would influence the outcome. Physical attributes. Sabercat, I can't say that word, was a large, muscular carnivore with sharp saber-like canine teeth adapted for killing prey. Killing! Capital K, dude. It had powerful jaws and claws, excellent for hunting and fighting. Built for this. Trojan soldier. A Trojan soldier from ancient Troy would likely have been well-trained and armed with weapons like swords, spears, and shields. They would rely on tactics, agility,
dude,
and their weaponry
like
in combat.
Like, why is this actually like fitting into the narrative of this game?
I'm telling you. Well, I mean, look at the quarter, right? Dude, like I said... Valley Christian does a pretty good job just keeping it slow, steady in the first three quarters, you know, averaging about 20,
that's
25
not
a game.
That's slow and steady. That's doing really, that's pretty
That's pretty rapid. I'm just trying to play it cool, dude, and you're just over here riding.
Well, no, what I'm
Get off the Trojan horse, bro. Get off the Trojan horse, well, no, bro. Well, hey, hop off. Let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. Can I talk? Cool. Anyways. Environmental factor. Oh, no. Experience and tactics. My bad. While a formidable predator, sabercats primarily hunted animals rather than engaging in combat with armed opponents, they relied on ambush tactics and overpowering their prey. Just saying. Trained in combat and warfare, a Trojan soldier would have experience in facing various adversaries on the battlefield and would likely employ strategic maneuvers and teamwork if fighting against a powerful predator. Environmental factors, the terrain of the hypothetical encounter. Where is this being played at again? I'm sorry.
Neutral.
In open ground, a sabercat might have the advantage with its speed and agility. However, in a confined space, or if the soldier could maintain distance with a spear or use defensive tactics behind a shield, the advantage might shift. The weapons and armor, dude, the Trojan soldier's weaponry. The Trojan soldier's weaponry and armor would heavily influence the outcome if well equipped. The sturdy armor and a sharp weapon, they could potentially fend off or injure the Sabercat. However, if caught off guard or without proper equipment, they would be at severe disadvantage against the Sabercat's natural weapons. Instinct versus training. The Sabercat would rely on its predatory instincts and physical prowess, while the Trojan soldier would rely on training, discipline, and possibly combat experience. In summary, while the Sabercat possesses formidable natural weapons and physical abilities, the outcome of a confrontation with a well-equipped and trained Trojan soldier would depend on various factors such as the tactics, terrain, weaponry, and element. It's difficult to definitively predict the outcome without specific details of the account. Okay, well, this is just stupid. I don't even know what they're talking about there.
I was about to say, you read that whole thing.
For now, you give me an answer.
And then it says, we can't even really give you an answer.
Because good this matchup is. So you think about this. Don't look at the numbers. Get the analytics out of your face. I don't care about this quarter one, the quarter four bull crap, dude. All right? The saber crap. Trojan crap.
So you actually, like, as dumb as that whole segment was, there was
it dumb,
some of
though?
That.
Was it dumb?
There was some of it that I thought actually weirdly applied to what I think are some keys to this game.
Here, man.
I think Sabino does not have the weapons or the tactical training that Valley Christian does. Okay, Tactical training, I don't mean actually. I'm just talking about weapons, right?
They we mean tactical training.
I just said that because that's what the
practice.
Thing said. But Valley Christian has a lot of weapons. They have a spear. They've got a sword. They've got everything that they need to really do some damage. But Sabino, the Sabercats, they have kind of a wild card in all of this. Because it is what it is. Valley Christian is a better team than Sabino is. Mm. But there's a wild card in all of this. And it's Sabino's mentality and their approach to the game. The only way that Sabino has a chance in this is if they're able to disrupt Valley Christian and to physically impose their will against Valley Christian from the guard position. I'm not even talking about from the big position. I'm talking about from the guard position. Can you disrupt their sets? Can you disrupt what they're trying to do? Right? Even if they score on you, you know, like if Luke Shaw, if the Greers, if Austin Wallace, you know, whatever, if they're trying to get to a certain spot, can you keep them from getting there and change what they're doing and make them get to, like, their third and fourth, maybe even their fifth reads on their offense? If Sabino can do that and really be tough with them, they could have a chance here, right? Mm. But just numbers-wise, Valley Christian has – they've got too much here, right? The computers have Valley Christian winning 80-58, and that is a massive score spread. And I feel like I'm going to hold strong with that. You know, Luke Shaw is back. Everybody else has been playing at a high level. Austin Wallace has been averaging close to 20 points a game probably in the absence of Luke Shaw. So it's all just going to kind of come together. Again, we've talked about this many times, but Valley Christian shares the ball way better than a Sabino does. 19 assists per game to 12 per game. And, you know, I'm looking at this, though, Sabino does have more steals, 14 more steals a game to their 10. So, I mean, Sabino has got to lean into who they are, right? They're from the dirty tee. They're from this whole, like, tough mindset, and watching them play, they embody that. Like, they are
Shouts out to the dirty tee.
But they've got to lean into that if they're going to have a chance against this team, because if they don't, this game could get pretty ugly, in my opinion.
It's a fair take, honestly, man. You look at the team leaders, right? Points per game, Luke Shaw's almost doubling Caden Watkins, who's a very good, you know, 6'3 guard. You have rebounds per game. It's pretty even, Caden Watkins and Kyle Greer. Carson Greer is dishing dimes over here, just about 4 assists a game. To Brendan Gargis is 5. Steals per game, Luke Shaw to Chris Herndon. And then blocks per game, right? Blocks are kind of not necessarily irrelevant, but you know what I mean? Like, points, rebounds, assists, and steals is pretty huge. But if you look overall, Valley has the advantage when they have two prolific scorers in Austin Wallace and Luke Shaw. And then, like I said, the Greer brothers can just light it up whenever they want. They can get 20 themselves. A lot of weapons, like you said, a lot of tactics that Valley does pose. But like I said, this is a Sabercat. Physical, tough, just kind of gritty overall.
So, common opponents. Okay, I'm going to put you on the hot seat right here, okay? I'm going to put you on the hot seat because let's get into our prediction.
He's heating up!
Burn, daddy, burn! Who do you got in this matchup, big dog? Who you rolling with here? And I know I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to let you talk. But who do you got in this matchup? In the Elite Eight, this is the first game of the day at 1 p.m. Sabino, Valley Christian. 24 Sabino, number 1 Valley Christian.
After hearing that just kind of little history breakdown lesson of a Sabercat versus a Trojan soldier, just kind of the magic that's kind of floating around Sabino as they enter the second half of the season. Dude, am I about to get crazy? I'm about to get like Max Kellerman right now. If the fate of the universe depended on the Martian's beam is just aiming at Earth, and it requires Sabino to take down Valley Christian. Give me freaking Sabino, dude. I'm going for the upset. Number 24, Sabino, is going to eat the Trojan soldiers. Put it there. Timestamp.
I don't understand how you could be such a... it's just the level of disrespect in that.
Is it disrespectful?
Unbelievable. It is. Give me a score spread. Give me a score spread.
Sabino plus six, dude. Let's get crazy.
By six, you're going to say
by
that.
By six. Shout
When's
to the
last time that Sabino's been in a situation like this? When's the last time they've been in a situation like this? It doesn't
shout
matter.
Shout out Obi.
Right?
So shout out Obi.
Obi, who got bounced in the first round, right?
They got bounced by Holbrook, right?
Nothing but love for Obi, right? But look at this. Sabino hasn't been. Valley Christian's going on the three-peat. Look at how many weapons they have. You named all those kids off. Cool. You didn't even mention Grant Woods. Great. How are you going to just sit there and pick them?
Great.
I mean, the level of disrespect on the coaching pedigree, too, of, like, Coach Hogsma and DeBoer. I mean,
hey, those guys are renowned coaches, dude. I'm just going off of what I have in front of me, dude, and that's just what I'm going to go with.
Literally, no, you're not going off of what's in front of you, because if you go off of what's in front of you, everything literally points to freaking Valley Christian.
Hey, I appreciate what you're trying to do, dude. I don't know. I wonder how many times I said dude in this episode. I appreciate what you're trying to do, though. I really do. But, like I said, Fate of the Universe, beams aiming at us, stuff like that. We need Sabino to get a dub. Sabino's going to get a dub, dude.
Okay, well,
Sabercats are hungry, dude.
Is it just because it's the underdog? Is that why? Like, why are you
going for
them? What's your
reason? I think
reasoning?
That's why. It's the underdog.
I have
underdog,
my reasoning
dude.
For picking Valley Christian. You know, I mean, you take your pick, right?
Well, yeah, but you're just riding the Trojan horse, bro. And it's cool. I ain't hating you on that. I'm not saying I'm not riding the Trojan horse. But what I'm saying is
you're literally not. You're not.
Yeah,
you're like
not.
Riding
you're right.
a saber cat, like butt naked through the freaking desert. You're going to get shot.
Dude, would you rather ride a Trojan horse or a saber cat? I think I'd rather ride through battle on a saber cat. I'm just saying. It's kind of cool.
So hold on. What's your reasoning? Is it just because they're the underdog?
Just because of the underdog, man. I just kind of like the story behind their season. Like I said, right? They start 0-11. They get their transfers in. They start building up. And they pretty much almost go undefeated. They lose one to, I think, Pushridge, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, they have been trending upward. It's the dirty T. No one puts respect on the teams in the dirty T or in the South. And here they are just battling, going through adversity, hearing all the naysayers like yourself, just counting them out. And like I said, dude, no one loves a better story than someone, you know, just battling through adversity and coming out on top. And that's why I'm going with Sabino. Call me crazy if you want, dude.
I am calling you crazy. And
great.
Here's the thing. Here's
I am crazy.
I know you are.
Okay. I'm freaking nuts, dude. That's why we did this podcast.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I'm not discrediting anything about Sabino. Everything that they've done has been amazing. It's been special. It's been unique. Like, I love it. I'm not saying anything negative about them. It's not even like I'm counting them out.
No, you're counting them out, bro.
But listen, have you ever seen Cinderella?
Oh, I've seen it.
No, honestly, like, I want to know, like, for real, all joking aside, have you seen Cinderella?
Yep. Kay. I actually have, when I was a kid, yeah.
Okay. What happens that stops all the magic from happening?
The belief in the time, right? When the hour strikes 12 or something like that, right?
The clock strikes midnight.
Okay, guess
and midnight,
what?
Midnight always comes around. And I'm
no,
just
it does.
Say,
but guess what, dude? That midnight doesn't start because their game's at 1 p.m. midnight. So he technically has 11 hours until midnight.
I can't even have this conversation.
I'm just saying, bro.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, folks, you heard Reyes's pick. I'm going to have Valley Christian. And I'm going to say Valley Christian. I'm not going to go as crazy as the score spread on the computers, but I'm going to say Valley Christian plus 15 in this matchup. And I think the championship pedigree is going to show through. I think they're going to be together. They're going to be ready for this moment. And, I mean, you know, something that is interesting is Sabino. It's funny, you mentioned the strength. You mentioned the speed of a Sabercat. Those are things that is actually real with Sabino. They're very quick. They have a lot of good things about them, but Valley Christian has faced quick teams before. Like, they've faced physical teams before. It's not like they haven't.
They've never faced a Sabercat, bro. Okay.
Let me take you back to the beginning of the season early on when Valley Christian played against that out-of-school team from Colorado.
I don't even care. I don't even know they had basketball in Colorado, bro.
Okay, you're getting wild, bro. You have our matchups here. Let us know what you think about this matchup. But number 24, Sabino, is going to face off against number 1, Valley Christian. The clock will strike midnight, in my opinion.
In 11 hours, though. The Magic still runs till 11, for 11 hours, so
no matter
let's
what,
get it.
It's all good. It's been a great run for Sabino, no matter what
hey,
happens
quit.
Here.
Hey, quit writing their obituary, man. I'm not really liking this vibe from you, bro. Just chill out.
Could you imagine, like, going before your team, like, you know, you're in a playoff game like that, and, like, in the pregame locker room speech, you're just like, hey, guys, listen, we just had a great season, and, like, everything we did has been awesome, and, like, I'm just so proud of you guys. Just like, all right, what, you think we're going to lose or what?
Whoa, 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 wait.
Okay, folks, let us know what you think about this. Reyes, do you have anything else you want to say here to seal your fate? I'm so glad. You know what, dude? The scenario that there would be Martians with a death beam pointed and they're asking you. Oh, God.
Yeah, bro,
is there
anything else
you want to say that's just off the wall crazy?
No, I don't think so. Not right now. I think I said what I needed to say that's kind of crazy, like I said. So, Trojan fans, if you're listening to this, good.
Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast, and we will catch you, I mean, a lot this week as we're posting a ton.